Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Vav, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, regarding Shavuos Eidos, the Mishnah explained that if one is Mashbia Eidim, Be'alef Dalet, Be'yud Kei, Be'shakai, Be'tzavokos, Be'chanim V'rachom, Be'er Chapayim, Be'rav Chesed, V'chol HaKenuyin, Harei Iglu Chayovin, and our Gemara begins, V'rmini, and I'll ask you a stira from a brisa that speaks about the dinim of Saita, and the Pasuk in Pashas Nasi states, Ve'shbia Kein, Asi Isha, Be'shavuos Allah, And the Brisa is, why is the Pasuk state, if the beginning of the Pasuk already stated, and the Pasuk already taught us that she should be for a curse and for a Shvua, therefore the Pasuk should have just continued and stated, and the Brisa states that in the Chanami these words are extra, and it's teaching us a din legabi shvuas eidus, as lefish nem of v'shama kol Allah, as since the pasuk b'negei shvuas eidus states nefesh ki sechta v'shama kol Allah v'hu eidai ro yada im lo yagav v'nasa v'inoy. Since the pasuk in Pashas Nasa it didn't have to state yitin Hashem isach la Allah l'shvua, so the word Allah is extra, and we learn gzeir shava as nem kan Allah v'nem la'alan Allah, as it states in Pashas Nasa the word Allah, and it also says in Pashas Vayikra the word Allah, and even though the Gemara states the Lashon Lalan, but it's really referring to a Pasuk that's beforehand, as this is in Pashas Vayikra, and the Pashas Seita is in Pashas Nasai, and based on Zikzei Shava we learn, Makan Shvua, Af Lalan Shvua, that just like Benegia Seita, the Lashon Allah refers to a Shvua, therefore similarly in the Pasha of Shvua Seidas, when the Torah mentions the Lashon Allah, it's referring to a Shvua, and Makan B'Shem, Af Lalon B'Shem, and just like we find B'negeya the Pasha of Seita, that the Shvua is with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk stated, Yitin Hashem Yisach La'olu L'Shvua, and Af La'alon B'Shem, therefore the din of Shvua Seidos is only when the Shvua uses the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we see that you have to use the name of Hashem and not a Kinui, and this brises a steer to our Mishnah. The Gemara answers, Om Abaya, the Abaya explains, Le'kasha, that there is no steer, as Harab Chanina Ba'idi, Harabonon, the time of the brises Rab Chanina Ba'idi, and the Tana of our Mishnah is the Rabbanon, where we see the Shita Rav Chanina Ba'idi, as the Tani we learned to the Brisa, Rav Chanina Ba'idi Oimer, Hoyel V'Amri Torah, Yishava V'Alti Yishava, Kalel V'Alti Kalel, Ma Yishava B'Shem, Af Lois Yishava B'Shem, Ma Kalel B'Shem, Af Lois Kalel B'Shem, and Rav Chanina Ba'idi teaches us that since the Torah tells us that there are times where you're Mechuyiv to make a Shvua, and there are times where it's us to make a Shvua, the Torah also teaches us that there are times for Klala, and there are times when you should not curse, as Rashi explains that the times for Shvua is, as the Pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim states, Shvuas Hashem Tia Bin Shneim. Of course, there are times where it's us to make a Shvua, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Kedoshim, Loisis Shavu B'Shmila Shakar. And similarly, we find B'negei Klola, that there are times where the Torah tells us that it's proper to have a Klola, and as the Pasuk states, B'negei Saita, Yitin Hashem Oisach La'Allah. And the Torah also teaches us that there are times that it's also to be Mekalel, and as Rashi explains, Bein Kilas Hashem, Bein Kilas Chaveirai, as the Pasuk states, Loisis Kalel Cherish. Therefore, Rav Chanina Ba'idi learns that just like when the Torah tells us to make a Shvua is a requirement to use the name of Hashem, when the Torah tells us also to make a Shvua, it also has to be a Shvua that's made with the name of Hashem. And similarly, when the Torah tells us to curse the Saita, it says to curse the Saita with the name of Hashem. And similarly, when the Torah tells us that he now let a curse, it means that it's also to curse using the name of Hashem. Therefore, the Tanava Abraisa is Rav Chanina Ba'idi, while the Tanava Mishnah are Rabbanan that argue Rav Chanina Ba'idi, they hold that one is chayev for being oivan shvuas eidos, even if they didn't use the shem Hashem and they used the kinui of Hashem's name. And I am a forshim that discussed that l'chira, if this brisa is going like Rav Chanina Ba'idi, then why would Rav Chanina Ba'idi need two different limudim? As in the brisa, Rav Chanina Ba'idi learned his din based on gzeir shava from the word ola that states by seita and the word ola that states by shvuas eidos. And in this brisa, Rav Chanina Ba'idi teaches us this din based on a comparison and a mamitzinu between yishava and alti yishava. When the Gemara stated he shavar, we explained that this is referring to the pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim of Shvuas Hashem Tia Bin Shneim, and Ayin Rabbeinu Chanan who states Nami shavar v'shpia kain se'isha, and it's also referring to the pasuk b'negiya seita. When the Gemara stated Kalel, so Rashi brought that it's referring to the pasuk b'negiya seita of Yitin Hashem Isach La'Allah, and Ayin Rabbeinu Chanan who states Nem Kalel ve'ilu yamdal al kol b'har evil v'yesh oimim v'shama kol Allah v'yesh oimim Yitin Hashem Isach La'Allah l'shvara, and Rabbeinu Chanan continues b'negiya Leisakalel, as the Pasuk states, Elikim Leisakalel. The Gemara continues that we just explained that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Chachamim, that Bechol Kinuin Harei Luchayavim, and the Gemara asks Rabbanon, Igamir Gzeir Shavani Boyu Shema Miuchid, that if they had a Kabbalah to learn Gzeir Shava between the Pasha of Saita and the Pasha of Shua Seidos, and as we previously saw in the Brisa, that the Pasuk Lagabi Saita states, Vishbiya Krenis Isha Bishvua Sa'Allah, and the Pasuk Bidgeir Shua Seidos states, Vishwama Kal Allah, and if so, they should agree to Rabbi Chanina Ba'idi that the only time one would be Chayef for Shvuah Seidus is only if they swear with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shem HaMiyuchid, and he like me Gzeir Shava all the Shvuahim in Allahu, and if the Rabbanan did not have a Kabbalah to learn this Gzeir Shava, then how do they know when the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra V'nefesh Kisechata V'shama Kal Allah that's referring to a Shvuah, as Lemaisa the Pasuk doesn't mention Shvuah at all, and it only mentions the voice of a curse, and the Gemara explains Nafkalahu B'Netanya that they learned this din from the following Braisa. The Braisa states that the Pasuk B'negei Shvuah Se'idah says B'shama Kal Allah, and the Mashmois of the Lashon Allah means a Shvuah, as Ein Allah El Lashon Shvuah B'cheinu Oimer V'shbi'ah Krenes Se'isha B'shvuah Se'Allah, and as we find B'negei Seita that the Pasuk states Lashon Shvuah and also states the Lashon of Allah, and therefore we see that when the Pasuk uses the term Allah that it refers to a Shvuah, and this is not based on Gzeir Shava but it's based on the Ma'am Metzinu, and the Gemara therefore asks that Hasam Shvuah Se'Allah Ksiv, how can you learn this based on the Ma'am Metzinu if the Pasuk B'negei Seita states the Lashon of Shvuah Se'Allah, and therefore B'negei Seita we understand that's referring to a Shvuah that has a Klala. However, when the Pasuk just states the Lashon Allah and it doesn't use the Lashon Shvuah, then how do you know that one would be Chayef for being Oivan Shvuah Se'idus even if he only makes a Shvuah and there's no Klala involved at all? And the Gemara continues and explains that Hachi Ka'amar, really this is what the Braisa meant, as Lemaisa the Braisa understood that the word Allah by itself is not a Lashon Shvuah. The Braisa mentions that since B'negei Shvuah Se'idus, the Pasuk states Allah ain Allah Ela B'Shvuah, that the Lashon Allah means that someone made a Shvuah with a curse, V'cheinu Omer, and as the Pasuk B'negei Seita states V'shbi'ah Krenes Ha'isha B'Shvuah Se'Allah, and we see that the Lashon Allah refers to a scenario where someone makes a Shvuah with a curse. Based on this limud, someone should not be chayef for Shvuah Se'idus unless they make a Shvuah together with a curse. And we continue on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, and the Gemara continues and asks, "Uminayin lase Shvuah she'ein yima Allah k'Shvuah she'yesh yima Allah?" And how do we know that one will be chayef by Shvuah Se'idus even if they only make a Shvuah without a curse? Amud Loima, and this is not learned from the Pasha of Seita, but it's learned from the Pasha of Shvuah Se'idus itself, as the pasuk states v'shama kol Allah, and really the pasuk could have just stated v'shama Allah, and he heard a curse, which would of course mean that he heard a Shvuah that's yeshima klala. Therefore, we dash in that if the pasuk tells us v'shama Allah v'shama kol, and one is chayef for being oivan Shvuah Se'idus, either if he heard a Shvuah sheyeshima Allah, or even if he heard a Shvuah that's enima Allah, and either way he'll be chayef for being oivan Shvuah Se'idus. And Rashi at the top of the Amid, we brings from the Gemara Masechta Seita that mefarish hechi dami Shvuah sheyeshima Allah Shvuah shalay nitmes v'im nitmes yavohu bach. The Gemara continues, Amravo, Ravo states, Menayin la'Allah shi Shvuah. How do we know that the Lashon Allah refers to a Shvuah? Shenemen at the Pasuk in Cheskel states, Vayikach mizera melucha, Vayichris itay bris, Vayavi oisei ba'Allah, Ve'esei oretz lokach, that the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim teaches us that Tzidkiyo saw Nebuchadnezzar eating a rabbit, which was a derech b'zayin, and Nebuchadnezzar made him swear that he wouldn't tell anyone, and the Pasuk used the Lashon of Allah. V'ksiv and Divrei Yomim Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Gamba Melch Nebuchadnezzar Morad Hashashbiyoi Balikim Vayokashis Apoy Vayomitis Lavavi Meshoy Belashem Al Kayisrael. And Lemaisa Tzidkiyo went and was Shoyal on a Shvuah from the Chachamim, and then he told the Chachamim about what Nebuchadnezzar did, and Lemaisa he was married in Nebuchadnezzar, and Lemaisa the Pasuk used the Lashon Shvuah, and the Pasuk states Hashashbiyo Balikim, and therefore we see that the Lashon Allah refers to a Shvuah. And our Gemara continues, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Or Boy Nidoi Boy Klala Boy Shvuah, that sometimes the Lashon Ara refers to someone putting someone in Chayrim, sometimes it refers to a Klala, and sometimes it refers to a Shvuah. Gemara now brings Rayas to all these three points, as Boy Nidui, as sometimes the word Ara refers to Chayrim, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk and Shaftim states, Oyu Meirois, Oma Malach Hashem, Oyu Ara Yeshvea, Leivo Le'ezus Hashem, Le'ezus Hashem, Bagi Bayrim, even though it seems that Barak was cursing the people of the city of Meirois because they didn't come to help in the Muhammad, but Lemaisa, Oma Ula, Ba'abom Meyashipuri, Shamti Barak Lemarais, Barak put the people of Marais in Chirim using 400 Shaifres. This Pasuk is after the Muhammad that Barak had with Sisera. And the Gemara continues, klala, and the lashon ara also refers to a klala. The chsiv as the pasuk in Pashat Ki Savoy by the brachas in klala states ve'elu yamdu ala klala b'har evil ruven god va'asha uzvun don v'naftali v'chsiv, and two pesukim later the Torah states ara ish asher yase pesul masecha toivas Hashem masi yedei charesh sam basesa va'anu klala'am va'amru amen. After the Torah tells us that they would receive klalas, the Torah discusses 12 mitzvahs, uses the term ara, so we see that the lashon ara refers to a klala. Finally, the Gemara explains by shvua dechsev as the pasuk in Yeshua states by yashba Yeshua beisahi lema ara ish lefnei Hashem ashiyakum ubonas ir azayis asirichai bechayu yastena uvitzira yatsiv delasea. This pasuk uses the term by yashba as well as the lashon ara, and therefore we see that the lashon ara is a lashon of shvua. Gemara continues and asks that how can you bring a raya from the pasuk in Yeshua v'dilbo tarti avilu that maybe Yeshua did both. He made a shvua that no one should rebuild Yerichai, and he also cursed anyone that would rebuild Yerichai. And as the Gemara states, Ashbeinu v'laitinu, and maybe the Lashon Ara by itself is generally not a Lashon Shvua. And the Gemara therefore states, Elimehacha, and the raya that the Lashon Ara is a Lashon Shvua is as follows. As the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet states, V'ish Yisrael Nigas b'yemahu, v'yoyel shol ha'sa'om lima, Ara ish asher yoychel lechem ha'ad ha'arev, v'nikamti me'oivai b'leitam kol ha'om lechem. And Shol told the people that were together with him that they not allowed to eat on that day as they were going to war. The pasuk uses lashon ara and viksiv, and then two pesukim later, the pasuk states v'yonisin leishama b'ashbiya ob v'sa'am yishlach es k'seh mata shabiyadoi v'yitbol isa b'yaris advash v'yoshiv yodoi alpiv v'atarna einov. Yonisin ate dvash, and even though his father already made a shvua that they shouldn't eat dvash, and l'maisa David used the lashon ara and he didn't lose the lashon shvua, and therefore we see that the lashon ara is really lashon shvua. And the Gemara once again asks, "V'dilma hachanami tati avelu ashpi anu v'laitinu?" That maybe Shaul actually did both. He was mashpia the and he also cursed them if they would eat anything. And the Gemara responds that this can't be, as miksiv va'ara, as in the pasuk it doesn't say ve'ara. Therefore, we see that David only did one, and the lashon ara is a lashon shvua. The Gemara continues, "Hashta da'asas lahachi hasunami leksiv va'ara." That now that we had to give this teretz in regard to the pesukim in Shmuel Aleph, then we'll give the same teretz b'negei Yeshua, as the pasuk in Yeshua doesn't state ve'aru ish lefnei Hashem and only says aru ish lefnei Hashem, and therefore it also seems clear that Yeshua only did one thing, and we see that the lashon aru is a lashon of shvua. Ayin Rashi dibu maskal aru boi nidoi boi shvua boi klala kol l'shein salalu hu mishamish. Therefore v'tzarech lifrish memenu im ama chacham aru b'lashon nidoi. Number two v'im ama adam l'chaveri l'shem shvua v'kibu lov then shvua he then it's a shvua. Number three v'am kalas chaveri b'lashon aru hu l'ashem klala hi v'chayiv ama kalal ayin sham. The Gemara continues with a similar memra on Rabbi Yisrael B'chrina amen boi shvua boi kabals dvarim boi amonis dvarim, that if someone used the term amen, sometimes it could be a lashon shvua, sometimes it could mean that he's mekabal those words, and sometimes it means that the words are true. As the Gemara continues to explain boi shvua, that sometimes the lashon amen refers to a shvua d'chsiv as legabi seita, the pasuk states in Pashas Nasai v'amar isha amen amen. Therefore as Rashi states ha'in amen achas shvua is k'moitzi shvua min pivdami. Number two, when someone says amen boi kabals dvarim, it could be acceptance of words d'chsiv as the pasuk states in Pashas Ki Savoy b'negei the klalos or asher lo yakim es divrei ha'Torah hazayis lasasay sam v'amar kala amen. We will get back to this point in a moment. And finally, number three, boi hamonas dvarim, that sometimes it means that the words are true d'chsiv as the pasuk in Yirmiyah states yomi Yirmiyah navi amen kein yase Hashem yakim Hashem es divrecha asher nevesa l'hashav klei beis Hashem v'chol ha'gudel mibavel al ha'makam hazeh. As Rashi states, boi hamonas dvarim v'roi lanis amen al dvat hilot v'trina, as the lashon of amen is lashon ma'amin hadvarim shehi ratzah and shehi emes kein. And Rashi explains the riot that the Gemara brought from the Pasha of Saita when the pasuk states v'amr isha amen amen d'ilav k'metzia shvua damya, as if when the kohen made the shvua and the woman responded amen amen, it's not like she actually said out the shvua by herself. Amai mivdika, then why would it be baidikar? Afilu mujmi piachirim inkan shrei le amr klum acha shvua. Therefore the mayim ha'ma'arim would not do anything v'lei damya l'mashpiani aleichem sheim kifrim acha shvua v'in al dvarav ein an yodin l'chaidus. And this is different than the case of someone that's mujmi piachirim and he responds that I don't know anything, and therefore he was involved in that shvua, and we could consider that being mujmim piachirim. However, in the case of the Saita, the only thing the Saita said was amen, and therefore it must be that's kemaita shvua pivdami, and it's considered as if she was mujmim piachirim Atzma. Finally, we stated that Amen is by Kabbalah's Dvarim, and Rashi explains Oimel Chaveray Al Menasha Teskayim Litnai Kach VeKach, that if someone is selling something to his friend and he says that I'm selling this to you on condition that you do the following, VeAmen Amen, so Kibel Dvarav VeChayev LeKayim Tnai, and Ayin Rab Kvegin Gilin Hashas Lo Yedati Halekachi of Lasis Atnai Elo Deim Lo Yekayim Atnai Batla Meisa De Mechum Atana Mechilu Chedoyma Uvezel Lemay Tzarech LeAmen Shiye Kabbalah Umay Tzarech LeKabbalosai Ha Noiseli Nosen Rak Al Menas Vim Lo Yekayim Atnai Memele Batla Nesina VeTzarech Iyon. The Gemara now continues. Amar Belozer Lav Shvua Hein Shvua, that Rabbi Elazar teaches us that if someone uses the Lashon Lav and he says the word Lav twice, then it's a Lashon of Shvua. And similarly, if someone says the Lashon Hein twice, then it would also be a Lashon Shvua. And as Rashi states, Lav Shvua Kin Mesayim Va'azor Sha'ama Oy Lav Lav Trei Zimni Oy Hein Hein Trei Zimni Harei Keshvua Me'achar Shechzer Dvarav. And the Gemara continues, Bishleim Lav Shvua, that we understand that the word Lav could symbolize a Shvua. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Parshas Noach in Perek Tes Pasuk Tes Vav states, V'zechartes Brisi Asher Beini Uveinichem Vein Kol Nefesh Chaya B'chol Basa V'lo Yia Oira Mayim L'Mabul L'Shachis Kol Basa. Even though the Torah doesn't mention the Lashon of Shvua, but even so, V'ksiv and the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, He Mei Noach Zeis Li Asher Nishpati Me'avor Mei Noach Oira La'oretz Kei Nishpati Mikzei For Laich U'migar Bach. We see that this was considered Shvua Ela Hein Shvua Minolon, but how do we know that the Lashon Hein is also the Lashon Shvua? And the Gemara explains, Svaruhu Mid Lav Shvua Hein Nami Shvua, that since the Lashon Lav is a Shvua, therefore the Lashon Hein is also a Shvua. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava explains, V'hu da'amah Lav Lav Trei Zimni, V'hu da'amah Hein Hein Trei Zimni, that the only way it's a Lashon Shvua is only if someone is chayz on the words, and he uses Lashon Lav twice, or he uses Lashon Hein twice. And Rava brings Raya, Dechsiv, as in Pashas Noach, the Pasuk states, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'akim Moises Brisi Itchem, V'lo Yikaris, Kol Basa Oid, Mimea Mabol, V'lo Yia Oid Mabol, L'Shachis Ha'aretz. As we already saw, that in Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk also states, V'layi Oyer Hamayim L'mabul L'shachis Kol Basar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated this twice, and therefore we see that in order for a Shvua to be Chal, you have to say the Lashon Lav twice, and with Lav Trei Zimni, Hein Nami Trei Zimni, and since we learned that the Lashon Hein is a Shvua, based on the fact that Lashon Lav is a Shvua, so therefore, just like the Lashon Lav has to be stated twice in order for you to create a Shvua, so similarly, in order to create a Shvua by using the Lashon Hein, then the Lashon Hein also has to be stated twice, and Ayin and Tap Tesis Diva Maskal Vahu Da'am Alav Lav V'Lav D'Shvua Mamashi Eliyesh Lizar V'Ksas Yesh Oynish B'Davar Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah where we saw Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim as a Mekalal B'Kul and Chaya de Ramei. Ramei hold that if someone curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu using any of these Shemis, including any of the Kinuyin, then you'd be Chaya Misa. The Chacham hold that one would only be Chaya Misa if they curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the Shem HaMiyuchad. And our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pashas Emma states that B'nei Yisrael to Daba Lemar Ish Ish Ki Yikal El Kav V'Nasu Chatoi. The next Pasuk states V'Nekev Shem Hashem Mois Yumas Ragan Mirgum Uboi Kol Ha'ida Kager Ka'ezach B'Nok V'Shem Yumas. The Braisa is bothered that why is the Pasuk states Ish Ish Ki Yikal El Kav V'Nasu Chatoi as Mat Haba Lemar Ba'Loi Kvan Nema, but the next Pasuk states V'Nekev Shem Hashem Mois Yumas. Therefore, Ramir teaches us Yoch Lo Yu Chayiv Al Hashem Yuchim Uvad, that one would think that the only way someone would be chayiv for cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only if you use the Shem HaMiyuchad, and as the Pasuk states, V'nekev Shem HaShem Moisumas, and Minayin L'Rabbis Tisa Kanuyin, and how do we know that you also be chayiv for cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu using any of the Kanuyin? Talmud Leima Ish Ish Ki Yikal Al Kav, the Pasuk doesn't state Shem HaShem, and therefore we learn Mikol Mokayim Div Rameya, as we saw in our Mishnah, the Chacham argue on Rameya, the Chacham Omrim HaShem Yuch B'Misa Bal Kanuyin Bazara, that although it's true that we learned this Pasuk, that there is an Issa for cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu using Kinuyin, but since that is learned out of the Pasuk of Ish Ish Ki Yikal Al Kav Nasa Chetai, so therefore you'll only be Oivan Alav. The only way that someone will be Chayim Misa for cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only based on the next Pasuk that states V'nekev Shem HaShem Mais Yumas, and it's only if you use the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you'll be Chayim Misa. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, HaMakal Av V'imoy B'kulon Chayiv Divra Meya V'cham Poitrin, and once again we have Machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim regarding someone that curses their father or their mother. The Gemara states, Man Chachamim, that who's the Chachamim? Rabbi Menachem Rabbeisi, it's referring to Rabbi Menachem Rabbeisi, the Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Menachem Rabbeisi Eimer, that since the Pasuk B'negeya Berchas Hashem stated, V'nekev Shem Hashem Mois Yumas Rogam Yigamu Boi Kol Ha'ida Kager Ka'ezach, why does the Pasuk continue, B'nakvoi Shem Yumas Matam Olay Meshem, Lima This teaches us that if someone curses their father and mother, they will only be chayiv if they use the Shem HaMiuchad, and not if they use any of the other Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or any other kinuyin. And as Rashi states, Shem HaMiuchad ben HaBa'isiyas diyut kevavkei, and Rashi states, B'nach v'shem yumas, k'rei yaseir hu v'tneu inni l'makal av v'imai, she'inu chayiv ad she'ikalim b'shem HaMiuchad. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, HaMakal atzmai v'chaveroi, if someone curses themselves or they curse their friends, then mekulan, if they use any of the Lashonis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oiva b'loisei, then they'll be oiva on alav, but they will not be chayiv misa. Our Gemara teaches us, Amar Rabbi Yannai v'divrei HaKol, Rabbi Yannai explains that this is going l'divrei HaKol, and Rashi explains, loy teima hil v'krei seiru, since we had the extra words of b'nak v'shem yumas, v'tenei u'ini l'rabbis af makal atzma v'chaveri, so maybe the Torah is telling us that we should even be marbor, that the only way that someone will be chayiv will be makal atzma or his friend, is only dafka if he used the shem HaMiuchad, and not with any other shame. Therefore, Rabbi Yannai teaches us, el dafka kam Rabbi Nachem l'rabbis makal aviv shu b'skilo kim v'rachas Hashem, al ba'atma v'chaveri d'la ba'am hu le'tehil of ma'acha, the issa would apply even if you use other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only if you're cursed using the Shem HaMiuchad. And as the Gemara continues, atzbei d'chsiv, and where do we see the issa to curse yourself? As the Pasuk states in Parshas Beschanan, raki shomelucho shmor nafshecha ma'oi pentishkach ha'sedvar ma'sheroi v'necha ufen yisuu m'lvavcha kol yimei chayecha v'idatlu v'necha v'vnei v'necha. Since the Torah states, shmor nafshecha ma'oi uchrab oven om rabbi loi da'oma kol mokim shinami shom pen v'al eino elu lisa say. Therefore, the Torah is telling us, ushmor nafshecha ma'oid, they should make sure not to curse yourself. And there's an issa for a person to curse themselves. And the chaveri, and where do we see there's an issa to curse your friend? The chsiv, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Kedoshim, leisikal chirish v'lfnei evil leisitel michshol v'yirisul melakecha ani Hashem. Rashi states, ma'binim minei b'sanhedrin kol shu ba'amcha, that the issa to curse someone does not only apply to a nasiu or melech, as the Torah states, v'nasiu ba'amcha leisar, but also applies to anyone that's in your nation, and even the lowest of people, and even someone like a cheresh. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the Mishnah stated, Yach Hashem v'chein yachei melekim. Reuven says to Edim, if you do not testify for me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hit you, so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit you if you don't testify for me. If the Edim say that they won't testify, then they'll be chayev for being oivan shvuas edus, and zui olak su b'teira. The reason is because this lashon is used in the Teicha, therefore there's an olak su b'teira, and it's included in the term of v'shama kol Allah. Gemara tells us, Yosef Rakhana kamed Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kana was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda, who was a Rabbi, v'yasev v'kama ha'mastisin k'tan, and he sat and he said over the Mishnah, exactly as our Mishnah stated, and it's almost as if he was saying to Rabbi Yehuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hit you, and therefore, amaleis, Rabbi Yehuda said, kane, that you should turn around your words, and as Rashi states, hafeich t'vurecha k'neged achirim, and you should just say the curse directed at others, and arma yakeu v'chein yakeim sh'loi t'kaleni. For example, you should say that he said they should be cursed, and therefore you're not directing the klal at me. And the Gemara continues with a similar story that Yosef Ahumir Rabbanon Kamed Rav Kana, that there was a Talmud that was sitting in front of his Rebbe Rav Kana, v'Yosef Akamar. He quoted a pasuk in Tehillim that states, "Amal yitotzka lenetzach yachtecha v'yisachcha me'oil v'sharashcha me'eretz chayim sela." Once again, it sounded like the Talmud was cursing Rav Kana, as the pasuk states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break you forever, and he will break you and tear you from your oil, and will uproot you from Eretz Chaim. And therefore, Rav Kahana said, Kane, they should say it towards a third person, and you say the pasuk as if you're talking about a third person and not about me. The Gemara is, Tati Lumli, why does the Gemara bring both of these stories? The Gemara explains, based on the first story with Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda, one may have thought that certainly we could change the Lashon HaMishnah in order to speak in the third person. However, benegay the second story with Rav Kahana and the Talmud, so maybe we wouldn't change the Lashon HaPasuk, and Kamash Blon, Rav Kahana felt that it's even appropriate to actually change a Pasuk and to make sure that the Pasuk is not directed at him. And certainly the Gemara could have answered very Pashut that the second story is teaching us that Rav Kahana was Mekabel the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he actually taught it to his Talmud. But the Maisa, the Gemara wanted to bring out this point, and therefore the Gemara asks this question and gives his Teretz. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hayom and Aleph, where the Mishnah taught us another Machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. The Mishnah stated that if Reuven says to an aid, Al Yakcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not hit you if you say testimony for me, or he said, V'yivarchecha, or V'yetiv L'cha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you, or should do good for you if you testify for me. So Rabbi Meir Mechayev, and as Rashi brought in the Mishnah, as he holds Mechalav at the Shemei Hain, Al Yakcha im Teduni, Vim Loi Teduni Yakcha. However, Chacham Patron and Chacham hold that he would be Potter, and our Gemara begins, Vahalesli Rameh Mechalav at the Shemei Hain. How could you say that Rameh would be Mechayev the aid because he was Ivan Shavuos Eidos, if Lameisa Rameh doesn't hold of Mechalav at the Shemei Hain? And as Rashi brings from the Mishnah, Mesechus Kedushin and Daf Samach Al from an Aleph, that Rameh states, Kol Tanai She'in a Kofel Ketanai de Bnei Gadu Bnei Ruvain, Ein a Tanai, Yilai Kofle, and you're not Kofel the Tanai, Loi Amina Mechal Zeh at the Shemei Zeh, and therefore we see that Rameh hold that we do not say Mechalav at the Shemei Hain. Therefore, our Gemara states, Epoch, that in a Chanami we will switch around the Shitois in the Mishnah, and Rameh actually holds that we be Potter, as we do not say Mechalav at the Shemei Hain, and Rabbanan argue on Rameh, and they say Mechalav at the Shemei Hain, and therefore the Eid would be Chayiv for being Ivan Shavuos Eidos. However, the Gemara continues, Ki Asher Rabbi Yitzchak Tana Kedetan, that Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, he learned the Mishnah as we had the Mishnah, and he wasn't Epoch, and therefore on Rabbi Yisif, so Rabbi Yisif stated, Hashta Danan Tanachi, that now that we had the Mishnah, where Rameh was the one that stated that you be Chayiv, and the Chum said that you Potter, and in addition, Ki Asher Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Hachi, Shma Mino Davkotan, and we also see that Rabbi Yitzchak had the same Girsa, and therefore it must be that the Girsa in our Mishnah is correct, and as the Gemara states, El Kasha, and therefore back to our original question, that how could it be Rameh would be Mechayiv, if we see from the Mishnah Mesechus Kedushin that Rameh doesn't hold Mechalalava to Shemei Hain, and the Gemara answers, Ki Lasle Ben Moina, I'll be Sur Islay, that the only time Rameh holds that we do not say Mechalalava to Shemei Hain is only Benegea Mammon, and as we saw, Benegea Tanai, Bnei Gadu Bnei Ruvain. However, since we're dealing with Shavuos Seidus, which is a din of Issa, so therefore Rameh agrees that Mechalalava to Shemei Hain, and that's why he's Mechayiv the Edim in our Mishnah. Before we continue with the Gemara's next question, let us point out that the Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin, the Gemara asked on the Shita Rameh, how can you say we don't hold the Mechalalav at the Shemei Hain if we find by the gate of Pashav Saita that the Pasuk states in Pashas Nasai, Vishbiya Isa Akrain, Va'amel Isha, and Leshachav Isha Isach, Vim Leisatis Tumatachas Ishech, Hinoki Mimea Marim Amarim Eila, and the Torah only mentions the positive side of the Mayim Marim, and it doesn't mention the Klala, if she was Mizana, then she would blow up. And therefore, the Gemara asked Rameh, that Lachir we see from the Pasha Seita, that we do say Mechalalava to Shemei Hain. And the Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin brings Rab Tanchum Bar Chachinoi, who explains that since this Pasuk states Hinoki, and doesn't spell it as Hey Yud Nun Kuf Yud, this word Hinoki is spelled Chasa, so therefore we read the word as if it says Chinki. And since the next Pasuk in Pasha Nasi states Va'at Kisatis, so we read the Pasuk as if it states Chinki Mimayim Mar Me'ila, Va'at Kisatis, that if you were actually Mizana, then you should choke from these Mayim Ma'arim. And based on this Gemara, our Gemara continues and asks, Hari Saita de Isuru, that the Dinim of Saita is relevant to Dine Isurim, Ba'om Rab Tanchum Bachachanoi, Hinoki Ksiv. And as we explained, Rab Tanchum Bachachanoi responded that the Pasuk states Hinoki Chaser, and therefore we don't have to come on to Mechlalav at the Shemei Hain in that scenario. And the Gemara points out, Taim Adik Siv Hinoki, that the only way we had a Teretz for Rameh is because the Teretz used the Lashon Hinoki Chaser. But halavachi, if the Torah would not state the Lashon Hinoki, Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain Le'yaminon, then we would not answer that Rameh holds that Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain, and even though it's been a Gei Issa, and we just stated Rameh agrees that in the case of Issa, we would state Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain. We continue on Daf Lam Vavim Beis, and the Gemara states that based on this question, Ela Epoch, that it must be that we have to switch around the Shitois in our Mishnah, that Filu Beisur Lastly, even in the case of Issa, Rameh holds that we don't have a Svara of Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain, and therefore Rameh would pattern in our case, while the Chum hold that we hold the Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain, and therefore the Eidim would be Chayev for being Ivan Shavuos Eidos. However, the Gemara is still not satisfied as Mask of Le Ravina, as Ravina asks a question of Yisur Lesley, that how can you say Rameh doesn't hold the Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain, Legabi Issa, El Me'ata Shtui Yain, Puru Reish Tebe Misa, Hachinami de Lesley Rameh, that the Maisa and Pasha Shmini, the Torah teaches us, Yain Veshecha Altesht, Ato Venecha Itach, the only way that we know that if a Kohen drinks wine or if he doesn't cut his hair prior to doing the Avodah, then he'll be Chayim Misa is only based on the Diyuk from the Pasuk and based on the Klal of Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Eilu Shavim Misa, Shtui Yayin Upur Reish, that all agree that a Kohen that Shtui Yayin Upur Reish would be Chayim Misa. Mechir if Rameh holds that we do not say Mechlal Lava Teshmei Hain, Mechir Rameh, what is the Mekar that Shtui Yayin Upur Rosh would be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara continues, El Ilam Tepach, that really we will still say that we will switch around the Shitois in our Mishnah, as we saw from the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, that Rameh holds that we generally wouldn't say Mechlal Lav Atashameh Hain. Even so, a coin that Suri Yainu Pur Rosh would be Chayim Misa based on Mechlal Lav Atashameh Hain, Ki Lesle Ben Moina be Suri Isle, as Rameh only holds that we don't say Mechlal Lav Atashameh Hain, Benegir Din of Mammon, and we're Ben Din of Issa, and for example, by Suri Yainu Pur Rosh, then certainly Rameh agrees that we would say Mechlal Lav Atashameh Hain, therefore, Koin would be Chayim Misa. Even so, when the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin asked on Rameh from the Din Benegir Saita, and we saw Benegir Saita that we do say Mechlal Lav Atashameh Hain, the Gemara did not respond that a Saita is an Issa, and Rameh would agree that we do say Mechlal Lav Atashameh Hain, as Bishani Saita, the Isur, the Isbe Meinahu, as the Din of Saita is different, as although it's definitely an Issa, and definitely it's relevant to Isurim, but it also has Shaychas to Mammon, as Lemaisa, if she's a Saita, she will lose her Ksuba. Rameh holds that since it's some relevance to Mammon, therefore we would still not say Mechlal Lav Atashameh Hain. That's why we need the Teretz of Tamcha Bachachinoi in Masechtas Kedushin that explained Hinoki Ksiv, even without a klal of Mechlal Lav Atashmeh Hain, it is as if the Pasuk tells us that if the Saita actually was Mezana, then she would choke from the Mayim Marim. And as Rashi points out, Veshvua de Masisin Nami Alidei Mammon Ba, and the Shvua Sa'idus in our Mishnah is also Alidei Mammon, Hilkach Rameh Poiter Kedafchinon, therefore Rameh doesn't have the klal of Mechlal Lav Atashmeh Hain, and Rameh holds that the Edom would be Pata. However, the Chacham in our Mishnah hold that we always say Mechlal Lav Atashmeh Hain, and therefore they say that the Edom would be Chayiv. And Ayin Rashi, who states, Uvalav Epoch Lekalu Teruza, and certainly we cannot say that we shouldn't switch around the Shitas of the Tanayim Rav Mishnah. Im Kain Rameh Shvur de Masisin Isur Grey Dasihi, Da Kochel Bahachi Itzuchon Lukme, as that would be the only way to explain our Mishnah, that the reason why Rameh would be Mechayiv the Edom is because he holds that Shvur Seidus is completely Isur, and therefore we have the Klal of Mechlal Lava Tishmeh Hain, Be'i Rabbonim Patriba, Almo Leslu Mechlal Lava Tishmeh Hain, Afilu Be Isur Grey Dasa, and then we would have to explain that Rabbonim hold that you're always Pata, even in a case where it's only Issa, we would still hold that we don't have a Klal of Mechlal Lava Tishmeh Hain, Im Kain Shtu Yayin De Misla Rabbonim Inalu, and then of course we would have a question as to how the Rabbonim would know that Shtu Yayin is Bemisa, Ayin Shom, Hadron Lach Shvuas Eidus, Hadron Lach Shvuas Eidus, Hadron Lach Shvuas Eidus, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah, and the Lashon of our Mishnah will contrast to the Mishnah at the beginning of Parak Shvuas Eidus. This parak will discuss the Din of Shvuas HaPekadin, and as the Torah states in Pashas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisechta Mol Mol Bashem, Chichesh Ba'amisa, Be'Pekadin, Be'Sumesad, Be'Gazel, Asher Kesamisa, even though there are multiple times where a person can make the Shvuah, however, our parak is called Shvuas HaPekadin, as most of the time the Shvuah that was made was based on a question of a Pekadin, and other Rishonim explain that it's called Shvuas HaPekadin because the first Shvuah that is discussed in this Pasuk is the Shvuah L'Gabi HaPekadin. The Torah teaches us that if someone is Oivan the Shvuah, then they will be obligated to bring a carbon Asham Gezelois. And let's keep in mind that the Pasuk B'negei Shvuas HaPekadin begins in the same manner as the Pasuk B'negei Shvuas Eidos, as both start V'nefesh Kisechta, and we previously saw that L'fir Rav Shimon, he had a Kabbalah to make a Gzer Shava between Shvuas HaPekadin and Shvuas Eidos. And before we begin the Perek, let us point out the words of the Meiri, as the Meiri states, Kvar bi'anu b'reish ha-mesechta she-shvuas ha-pekodin hi ha-reviyah she-ba'abo mini ha-shvuas v'nyonahu she-kol she-yish l'chavir t'fiyus mamalav be'ezit sad v'kofar b'y v'nishba v'akha choyda she-dino l'shalin karen v'choymesh l'hovi ha-sham g'zeilois ha-om b'seid v'yikro b'pashas v'chichesh b'amisoi v'chein bi'anu she-kol shvuas she-diyonu mashpiyin al-qzas ha-kfiyois hei mechlal shvuazu ayin shom. And our Mishnah begins, Shvuas ha-pekodin ha-hagas ba'adoshim v'noshim b'rechoikim v'korivim b'kshem v'psulim b'fnei bezim v'shalei b'fnei bezim p'yatzmai, that the chiyah for one that is Eivan Shvuas ha-pekodin is noyig both by men as well as women, and it doesn't make a difference if the person that is guarding the pekodin is related to the bala pekodin or if he's not related. And as Rashi states, b'korivim she-bala pekodin korivu zeh she-pekodin etzlai, and similarly it doesn't make a difference if the bala pekodin is a kosher or pasal edus, and if someone makes a shvuah m'p'yatzmai and either he himself makes a shvuah or he says amen when someone's mashpia him, then it doesn't make a difference if he made the shvuah in front of Bezin or if he made a shalei b'fnei Bezin. In either case, if he's moed that he lied, then he'd be chayav to bring a carbon. However, in p'yachirim, if he made the shvuah m'p'yachirim, as Rashi explains, shalei ona amen, kagoy mashpiyane alecha, shetachsili p'kdoidi, va'omar ein lecha biyadi, then einu chayiv ashech b'renem bezin, then he will not be chayiv until he's kaifer that he had to be cut in front of bezin. Divrei Rameir, these are the words of Rameir. And Rashi explains that since the pashas of the pasuk b'negei shvus b'kadin is only discussing a case of shvur m'pi atmai, and as the pasuk states, nefesh kisechta umalu mo b'ashem v'chichesh b'misai, and he was the one that made the shvur, and the only way that we know that the din of shvus b'kadin even applies by a case of mujrim p'i achirim is only based on a limud from the din of shvus eidos, where the Torah states v'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olah, which is referring to a case of mujrim p'i achirim, and Rameya holds doim mino mina, and since the entire din that mujrim p'i achirim is chayiv, we learn from shvus eidos, therefore the same din that applied to shvus eidos apply to the din of shvus b'kadin b'negei mujrim p'i achirim, and therefore the only way one would be chayiv is only Ashich Berenu Bebezdin, and as we already learned in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Ben Aleph. However, Mishnah continues Vechum Imrim that the Chum argue on Rameir, and they hold that even though we learn Mujim Piachim from the Din of Shavuos Eidos, but there's a concept of Daimino Mino Vuki Baasra, therefore they hold Beim Piatzboy, Beim Piachim, Kivin Shikovboy Chayiv, then it doesn't make a difference if someone's Mujim Piatzboy or Mujim Piachim, as long as they're Kaifer, even if the Kfir was not Befnei Bezdin, they would still be Chayiv. And the Mishnah continues that since the pasuk b'negei shvuah sebekodin doesn't mention b'nelam, therefore v'chayiv al zana shvuah, even if at the time that Reuven made the shvuah he knew that he was lying and he knew that it's an issur in the Torah not to make a false shvuah, then he would still be chayiv to bring a korban hasham gzelois. As we will learn, he will also be chayiv to pay an extra chaymish to the person that he lied to. And as Rashi states, zana shvuah shezachas sebekodin v'yedei shemischayiv al kviyrosik korban, and similarly v'al shegasim zana hapekodin. And as Rashi explains, Shoggy with carbon, that he didn't realize he'd be chayv with carbon. However, the hizb with pekodin, but he knew that he had a pekodin that he was lying. The idea the hizb with pekodin with kafar, avla in yedeim chayv alav carbon. However, the inner chayv ashigasa great dasa, and some not gurus the word great dasa. And as Rashi explains, in sovely shavu beemes, if he actually thought that he was swearing correctly and he was telling the truth, as he forgot that he had the pekodin, then he would be potom mishum da anasu. The Mishnah continues, mach chayv al zedina osham bekesef shkolim, that he would be chayv to bring a carbon oshav that is purchased for two sloyim, and as Rashi brings the hachik siv gabe ela osham be'echol kesef shkolim, and as Tesis states, but asham ilis siv that this pasuk is by the asham ilis u'minei yafin and shar shamais, and from the din of asham ilis we learn that the same applies b'negir other shamais, including the asham gzelis. The Mishnah continues and brings examples. Amloi tenli piktoni sheishli biyotcha. If Reuven tells Shimon, "Give me my pekodin that I gave you," and Shimon responds, "Shvur she'in l'cha biyadi," that making shvur that I don't have anything in my hand, or if Shimon said to Reuven that I don't have anything in my hands, and mashpiachani, and then Reuven said to Shimon that I'm making you swear, and Shimon responded amen, then in both these cases Shimon would be chayiv, as the both cases of mujbam piatzmai. The Mishnah continues, that if Reuven was mashpia Shimon five times, and it doesn't make a difference if it was in front of Bezdin or not in front of Bezdin, and each time Shimon was Kaifa, then Shimon will be Chayef for each individual Shvua, and he will be Chayef to bring five Karbonis. And Amr Rab Shimon Matam, Pesh Yochalachs of Hoydais, and Rab Shimon explains that what's the difference between our case and the case of Shvua Se'idus? As B'negei Shvua Se'idus, one can't be Chayzu Magid, and therefore it's only considered one Kfira. However, since B'negei Shvua Se'bekodin, a person could admit after each time he makes a Shvua, and since Shimon did not admit between each time, and instead he made another shvua, therefore he's chayiv al kol achz v'achas. And as Rashi states, "Mepreish yochel achz lohaydes achak kfira nimser shabuchol shvua who kaifer in mamain." The Mishnah continues, "Chamisha toiv meisai." If there were five people that would be tevei Shimon, va'amuloi, and they all said to him, "Ten lana pekodin sheyesh lani beotcha, give us that pekodin back that you have in your hand." And Shimon responded to all of them, "Shvua she'in lachem biyadi, that I don't have anything for you in my hands. Ein chayiv al achas." Then he only made one shvua, and therefore he's only going to be chayiv one korban. However, shvuah she'in l'cha biyadi v'loy l'cha chayiv al kol achas v'achas. The Tanakama holds that if Shimon made a shvuah using this type of form, then he'd be chayiv for each individual kfira. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, and some agrees, Rabbi Elazar Omer, at shiyay meshvuah b'achrina, that the only way that he'll be chayiv is only if he actually stated the lashon shvuah at the end. And as Rashi states, that he stated in l'cha biyadi v'loy l'cha b'shvuah, the hashtakai meshvuah kula, and then the word shvuah is going back to each individual person that was being taveah for him. And some explain they actually have to say shvuah she'in l'cha biyadi loy l'cha v'loy l'cha, and then end off b'shvuah as well. And the Mishnah continues, tinged with another case that Reuven said to Shimon, Tanli Pekodin Usu Mizyad, Gazel Vavedi, Sheishli Biotcha, and Shimon responds, Shvua Shein Chabiodi, Ein Chayv Al Achas, that once again, since he only made one individual Shvua, although he made a Shvua beginning of four different things, he's still only going to be Chayv one carbon. However, if Shimon specified each item and he stated, Shvua Shein Chabiodi, Pekodin Usu Mizyad, Gazel Vaveda, then Chayv Al Kalachas Vachas, the Mishnah continues, if Reuven says to Shimon, Tanli Chitin Visarim Vikuspin, Sheishli Biotcha, and Shimon responds, Shvua Shein Chabiodi, then once again, Ein Chayv Al Achas. However, once again, if Shimon specified and he stated, Shvua Shein Chabiodi, Chitin Visarim Vikuspin, Chayv Al Kalachas Vachas, then Shvua will be Chayv multiple Kabonais, and Rameo Ima, Afilo Oma Chitu Usarim Vikusemes, Chayv Al Kalachas Vachas, even if the claim was only on an individual Chitu Usarim Kusemes, then you'd be Chayv Al Kalachas Vachas, as Rashi states, Begamarim Farish Law. The Mishnah now continues to discuss various cases of knasos, as Reuven said to Shimon, Anasto petitas biti, that you are ma'anis, or you mefata my daughter, therefore you chayv to pay me a knas, v'hu oimer lo yanasti v'lo petiti, and Shimon responded, I was not ma'anis her, or I was not mefata, mashpia chani va'oma omein, and Reuven was mashpia Shimon, and Shimon responded, omein, then Shimon would be chayv, and Rab Shimon poita, however Rab Shimon says, that he'd be pata, she'ina mishalom knas al piatzmai, as lemais of someone was made to be knas, they were pata, and as Rashi explains, v'chivin di ki'oidu lo yimachayv l'shlumei, ki'kofa nami lai memoine ko'kofalei, and he wasn't kifa a chi of mamin, therefore he reported for being oiva on the shvuas of begodin. However, Amru loy, the chacham responded to Rab Shimon, afal pishin mishalom knas al piatzmai, that even though in the case of anusa mufuta, that he would not be chayv to pay the knas, but mishalom b'shut b'kam al piatzmai, he still is chayv to pay b'shut b'gam, and as Rashi states, hilkach memoine kafrei, or b'gemara mefash b'ktayu, and the Gemara will explain the machlekes between Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. The Gemara continues with similar cases. Gnafti yashari, if Reuven says to Shimon that you stole my shar, and therefore you chayiv to pay me for my shar, and of course that's a chiyuv mamin, v'hu amaloi gnafti, Shimon is kofer and he says, I didn't steal your shar, and Reuven says to Shimon, mashbiachani, v'ama amen, and Shimon says, amen, then Shimon would be chayiv. However, the Mishnah continues, gnafti avaloi tovachti v'lo mechati, Shimon responds to Reuven that I did steal your shar, but I didn't do tvichu mechira, and therefore I'm chayiv the mamin for the gneva, but I'm not chayiv the knas of dal v'hei. Once again, Reuven said to Shimon, mashbiachani, v'oma omein, and Shimon respond, omein, then potter, then Shimon would be potter, as l'maisi he wasn't kofer kfiris mamin, and he only was kofer kfir of knas. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, hey mishar chashari, if Reuven says to Shimon that your shar, that's a muad, killed my shar, and therefore you chayiv to pay me nezik sholem, which is a din of mamin, the hu imel loyhemis, and Shimon responds that my shar did not kill your shar. Once again, Reuven says, mashbiachani, v'oma omein, and Shimon says, omein, then chayiv, then Shimon would be chayiv. However, if it would be a case of a knas, and for example, he mishorches avdi, that your shor, that was a mood, killed my eved, and the din is that you chayiv to pay, shloshim shkolim, v'hu im aloy hemis, and Shimon denied Reuven's claim, and he stated, my shor did not kill your eved, and Reuven states, mashbiachani, v'oma omein, Shimon responds, omein, then potter, then Shimon would be potter. The Mishnah continues, omaloy chavata bi vasisi bi chabura, that Reuven says to Shimon, that you hit me, and you cause a chabura, and therefore you chayiv, nezik tsar, ripu shavis and boshes, which are all chiyuve mamin, and Shimon responds that I didn't make a chabal in you, I didn't make a chabura, and therefore I'm not chayiv, and he's kaifa chiyuv mamin. Once again, if Reuven states mashpiachani va'oma amen, and Shimon says amen, then Shimon would be chayiv. However, in a similar case, which is a case of a knas, for example, amaloi abdai, that Shimon's eved says to him, he paltashini v'simesis eni, that you knocked out my tooth or you blinded my eye, and therefore I have a right to go to chayiris. Who email loy palti v'loy simesi? Shimon responds to his eved that I didn't knock out your tooth and I didn't blind you. The eved says to Shimon, mashbiachani, that I'm making you swear v'oma amen. Shimon who's the odin states amen, and potter, that Shimon would be potter, as the chiv to let your eved out is a knas, and therefore the din of shuas pekodin doesn't apply. The Mishnah ends off with the general rule, azer klal kol mishalom piatzmi chayiv v'she'inu mishalom piatzmi potter. For any shvur that's relevant to a chiv mamin, we won't be mishalom piatzmi, then one would be chayiv for being oiv on a shvuas pekodin. However, if someone makes a shvur on something that would not be mishalom piatzmi, which is considered a knas, is not a kfiris mamin, then if one is oiv on a shvuas pekodin, then they would be potter. And I am the first Rashi in the perek where Rashi explains, I did a ton of shvuas edis by noshim v'loy b'noshim, so to nani nami l'kulu, and that's why Mishnah starts off that's in the hegs by noshim v'noshim, rechikim v'kravim, b'kshirim psulim, even though it's not a major chiddush. Ayin in Rashi and Ayin in Tap Tesis at the beginning of the next parak on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis, where Tesis bothered that if Rashi just stated that Ag of the Mishnah and Shavuos Eidos, so therefore we mention all these things in Shavuos Apikadin, so why don't we do the same in Shavuos Adiyanim? And Tesis states Hodle Nokin the Hagis by Nashim and Nashim Kedatan Leel Gabi Bekadin Mishum the Milta B'Shitil El Leitani El Blei Neiman Neil Shavuos Apikadin Mishavuos Eidos. And the only reason why we actually stated by Shavuos Apikadin, even though it's also Pashut, because we do learn certain dinim from Shavuos Ha'idus to Shavuos Ha'pikadin, and therefore the Mishnah wants to clarify that Lagabi this din we don't learn from Shavuos Ha'idus, Ayin Sham, and we'll stop over here.